Welcome back, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. You know, we are blessed in our area to have a large degree of really successful college hockey programs on both the men and the women's side. You know, we talk about UVM men's hockey going through a downtime now, but looking to get back on the upswing. Plattsburgh men, Middlebury men have had great years. Norwich, it's been really fun to watch the last couple of years and see how good our local college hockey teams are. And as you go through the rosters of these teams, you wonder, where did these kids come from? Because they come from all over the country. They come from internationally as well. And they come from programs like what we're about to learn about now, the Vermont Lumberjacks, which is a junior hockey team based here in Burlington that's having a large degree of success. Also, they have kids ranging, you know, 16 through 20. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves the head coach of the older version of that team in the Eastern Hockey League. It's Jim Masso. Jim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. I appreciate you joining us. You know, the world of youth hockey, the world of high school hockey, junior hockey is very confusing to a lot of people. You know, we look at the products in our local colleges on Friday and Saturday, and you don't know how these kids got there. Tell us a little bit about your team, your organization.
Yeah, I mean, let me kind of just start. You know, if you look at a typical college hockey roster, you'll find that the typical freshmen come in at 21 years old,
yep.
You know, and kids graduate high school at 18, you know. So hockey is one of those sports where, you know, they really look for maturity in players. And each player, before they get to college, they need to find a way to play for a program, whether it be a PG year at prep school or go to junior hockey route, which gives them a couple years of the gap years to learn, grow, get better, faster, stronger before they're ready for the college environment. So we're kind of that stepping stone between high school and youth and the college level.
So your team, now it hasn't been in Vermont for an incredibly long amount of time. This program actually started out in the D.C. area, and you guys moved up to Burlington just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this is actually our sixth year up in Burlington. This is my fifth year with the program. I started off as the head coach of the premier level, which is our younger team. And then through the years, I kind of advanced and took over as the head coach and general manager of the whole program. And, you know, in that same amount of time, we've started to have a little bit more success going from a new program to more of a veteran type of program and, you know, starting to really do well with our college placements. You know, we're winning a lot more games and a lot more exciting at this point.
Now, the goal of your programs would be, I imagine, is a couple of fold. One, to develop these kids as young men so they can go in to college or the professional world and be successful. The other is to develop them as great college hockey players or future college hockey players. How are you doing in that second quest? I mean, because a lot of your players appear to be committing or on the verge of committing to pretty good programs.
Yeah, you know, I think our style of play, you know, I played in college recently, so I kind of have an understanding of what the college environment is like, and we treat our program as if it were a college environment, you know, and a lot of these kids are, you know, they're 18 when they're coming here. It's their first time living away from home, you know, so they're getting an apartment. They're doing all those daily activities as if they're an adult, you know. They're moving here, and our league is really good, to be honest. Our league is a really high-end league, and it's a very scouted league, so part of the reason we're having success is because the brand of the league is getting better and better every year, and we're the first place college coaches come to take a look, you know. So,
where are your kids going? Where are they committing to? Because I've seen a wide range of Division III programs. There's also Division I programs. There's first round NHL draft picks that have come out of this Burlington based program.
Yeah. So the typical kid out of our program goes to like a high end Division II or Division III school. We've had a handful of guys make the D1 level, you know. But right now we have just got our 10th commit of the season. We're aiming for about 20 this year, so almost the whole team is going to make a college roster for next year. But you know, we have two kids committed to Plattsburgh. We've got a kid committed to Stevenson, who's ranked top 10 in the nation. We've got a kid committed to UMass Boston, who's top 10 in the nation. You know, so they're not just getting to school; they're getting to schools that are, you know, really high accolades and programs to aspire to go to.
When are you going to get some Oswego State players, kids committed to Oswego State? That's what I care about.
Yeah, you know, we do actually get a lot of our players from New York. I've had a couple conversations with the Oswego staff. You know, it hasn't quite worked out yet, but I love that program. I love their facilities, and hopefully we get one here in the near future. We have the Jordan Bufflin kid who's second in the league right now in points. He's from New York, you know, so with the New York in-state tuition and all that, it's very attractive for them to take New York kids, so he's a kid that really should be on the radar, and I think he's going to make a decision sooner rather than later. He's got a couple other big-name programs on him as well. But Oswego has a great program.
Well, it's hard because I'm an Oswego guy, but all these Plattsburgh people here, I got to root for Plattsburgh and Coach Moffitt to do well, too. So you keep sending kids to Plattsburgh, and that'll work out well. We're talking with Jim Masso here at the Vermont Lumberjacks youth hockey program, junior hockey program here on the Huddle on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. You know, one of the things as you scan down your program that I really like is that you guys have local kids. And I think when there are organizations like that, there's sometimes a tendency to overlook the immediate area that you're based in and just get kids from all over the country. But you guys have a lot of Vermonters in your program. How important is that to you to keep local kids here playing locally?
Well, that's a big part of, you know, when the program moved from Washington, D.C. up to Vermont, you know, our owner at the time really made it our goal to improve the hockey level in Vermont. And I think, you know, when these younger kids, they can see the steps of the ladder locally all the way up into college, it really kind of excites and reinvigorates the hockey in the area. The other good thing that we do is we do have a younger development team. So, you know, up before we got here, the best kids at the high school level, if they were going to be a legit college player or pro player, they had to really leave the state of Vermont to go play hockey. You know, now we have a developmental team in state here, and we have a very good amount of upward movement from that team to the EHL team. You know, last year we brought up 6 kids. I think next year we have about 10 kids projected to move up from one team to the other. So I really think it's done a lot for the local game of hockey in Vermont. And I think, you know, Vermont players are starting to get better, and they have the support they need to go play college hockey without having to, you know, move across the country like they used to.
Jim, we'll get you out of here on this. If you go up to Canada, we know that junior hockey is everything in some of these small towns, and these towns really rally around their junior hockey programs. If you're looking to garner more and more local support here for your team, what should local residents know about where they can watch your team, how often you guys play, and you know, and what the experience is like coming to a Lumberjacks game?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very good social media presence. So the first place I would check is, you know, our website is www.vermont-lumberjacks.com. And if you go on the calendar page, you can come out to watch practices. You can watch the games. We're currently ranked 2nd in the league. We're competing for a championship this year. And these kids are, you know, most of these kids are 20 years old, and they're going to be in college hockey in 5 months from now. You know, so it's a really exciting level of play. We play out of Liddy Park, right in town in Burlington. You know, it's free. It's family friendly. So if you have kids or grandkids, it's a perfect way to, you know, spend a Saturday night or Sunday afternoon just to watch some good hockey. And you know, it's really good. You know, I know we have a good hockey community here with the amount of fans that UVM gets and stuff. And this is pretty on par with the college level. So it's definitely a nice alternative way to go to a sporting event and see some local kids rising up through the community.
Well, Jim Masso of the Vermont Lumberjacks. Jim, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the work you're doing at raising the level of play here in Vermont and bringing a good level of play to the state of Vermont. And we'll look forward to seeing some of your kids continue to commit to some of our local programs. We look forward to that as well.
All right. Thanks for having me.